You are listening to On Air with JT. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. On Air with JT. This is a JT exclusive interview.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening or watching a brand new episode of On Air with JT. And of course, as you know, my name is Justin Thomas, but you can call me JT. And again, thank you so much for all of your support. I really, really do appreciate it. You can listen to this show exclusively on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and all of my links and platforms are there. You can also watch the full episodes and clips, behind the scenes, exclusive content at my YouTube channel. Just type in On Air with JT. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and everything is right there. And of course, if you are a business owner, a brand, a company, and you're interested in advertising on this podcast, my social media platforms, and my new podcasts that are launching this year, then send me an email. Of course, serious inquiries only. You can email me at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Enjoy the show. Yes, sir.
You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. Caution, you are listening to On Air with JT, a fully uncensored, raw, and unfiltered show. JT doesn't give a fuck. You are listening to On Air with JT. Pop culture, news, rants, interviews, serious discussions that the mainstream media won't talk about, and so much more. This is On Air with JT. You are listening to On Air with JT.
How's it going, everybody? You are listening to On Air with JT, and I have a very, very special, exclusive interview with Zach from Portugal the Man. How are you doing today, Zach?
Doing pretty good. Sorry, there's a plane flying overhead at the moment.
No worries.
I'm doing great. Reflecting on it's a beautiful day. I'm just reflecting on life. I almost died yesterday. So I had a close near-death experience. I was floating a river fishing, and I just got pinned up in a tree, raft lipped, and I got stuck underwater in some trees, and waders filled up with water. I got very heavy and had to swim for my life. And
Are you okay?
I'm fine. And I learned a lot about river safety, something I've always been interested in. But it's one thing to read books and watch YouTubes, and then to feel the weight of a river is another thing. And so I'm going out again this evening, and packing a safety. I'm just practicing some safety things. And so, it was quite an experience. And luckily my buddy who I was with saved my boat, because that would have been a whole nother thing, because I did have to spend about, another 10 hours by choice. Just being cold out all day, I decided to keep fishing. Otherwise, would have to swim across a very big river. And it was nuts. I had to disrobe like 3 times yesterday and kind of wring out and dry off. And it is not super warm in Oregon at the moment, but it definitely could have been worse.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, were you by yourself? Thank God you were with, a friend, because that...
Yeah, for sure. That would have been... I still would have made it out. Yeah. I would have had no boat. I was little tough to get to because we ended up on opposite sides of the river, so I had to do a little swimming, but I was already wet, and luckily, and he was able to feed me my boat, and I got back to it, and yeah, everything worked, and yeah. So yeah, it was a shaky experience for sure, but it was fun. Well, the sun always shines a little brighter after that.
Definitely. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing good though, and everything, you know.
Yeah.
You definitely came out safe.
yeah. So
it's crazy. I was looking back at the old interview that we did. So it was mm-hmm. 2 years ago that we talked. Yeah. And I just want to say thank you so much because, you know, I came back from my podcast hiatus, you know, during that time. And you guys were like the first real successful band to give me an opportunity to interview. And you guys have been so supportive of me. And I am so forever grateful the fact that, you know, I've interviewed you twice and John, you know, you guys are just so humble and genuine, and I'm forever grateful, you know.
Well, support is a two-way street, man. You support us, we support you. It's like, that's how these systems should work. And we try to live that. I hadn't really thought about that till right now, but yeah, that's how things work, man.
Yeah, I just want
back scratches work best both ways.
Yeah, definitely. I just wanted to say that it means a lot, and I really.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you.
Of course. So you guys went on a recent tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that?
It was pretty rough. I gotta say, we all had our own forms of mental breakdowns and stuff. It was a while ago. The big one, we went out with Alt J, and it was a pretty hardcore tour, and we had gotten real comfortable at home, a little too comfortable during COVID. And we all kind of got used to the quarantine, and then, yeah, we all expressed things in different ways and not some of the best, but we all had our own little freakouts, but we overcame and we're just, all separate different versions of midlife crises, which we're still in and figuring out. We've learned a lot though, for sure.
I mean, well, that's good. I mean, that shit happens all the time, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah,
part of life.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but it was definitely fun to play for people, get to play some new material, and made some lifelong friends with some of the Alt J crew. It was definitely a cool experience.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was planning on going to the show that you guys had in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. but I couldn't go that night. I'm hoping you guys go back on tour, hopefully this year soon, and you guys come back to Boston or Massachusetts.
Yeah, we always will. Yeah, that's a great market for us, and we love seafood, so that's a
great
good town
seafood,
for that.
Yeah. Good clam chowder.
Oh yeah, good clam chowder.
So and also, since you know we've talked, you know What Me Worry has come out, and you know, great song first of all. And,
Thank you. You
guys worked with Ryan Tedder on that record, right?
Yeah, it was fun. We just kind of we had a meeting set up, and we weren't even sure what we were going to do, but we've been in communication with him. We've had some fun little basketball bets and some kind of do-gooder things, and. We met up and we just started kind of reminiscing about old things and cracking some jokes, and we ended up writing a song together, and it was really fun. References to Mad Magazine and just simpler times in the 90s, or at least, you know, for us. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely a cool experience for sure.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, I personally believe, you know, Ryan Tedder is, you know, definitely one of the best, you know, songwriters in the industry.
Extremely gifted.
I mean, Louis Bell out of Boston is also doing his thing, you know, with Post Malone
definitely.
And everything. But, you know, Ryan Tedder is, you know, definitely one of the best songwriters of, you know, my generation.
Absolutely.
So it must have been, you know, very surreal also, you know, being able to work on, you know, a project, a song, you know, with him as well.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. We love collaborations, and we love going in with new people just to learn, if nothing else. And we learned a lot about his process. And every time we go in with somebody new, it's always so so fantastic to just learn about other people's things and things that we do. And it just makes us all better, and just sharing information, sharing ideas. And that's kind of what it's all about, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And there was a question I wanted to ask you when we did the initial interview. Was there, you know, looking back, you know, now, whether it was like, you know, early on in the PTM days, or maybe, you know, kind of, you know, when Woodstock came out and Field Still, you know, really started to blow up, was there like some advice that you got from like a musician in the industry or like an executive, and you don't have to name their name if you don't want to, but that like was really good advice that like still resonates with you to this day?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've gotten countless pieces of wisdom from tons of people that we've met. I have to say, let's see. I mean, Danger Mouse is definitely, Brian Burton is, he's just definitely, we've worked with him a bunch, and he's given us so much wisdom, and somebody that we respect so highly, and a man of just impeccable taste. And we have learned so much from him, and a lot of the, we've learned so many tidbits of information from him. But but in general, it's kind of a collective of just really trying to find yourself and be yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think Brian always reminds us anytime we write something that and you know, we're both guilty of it. We'll start writing something that could lean a little bit towards, you know, you want to sell music, you want to relate to people and the masses, and you know, definitely move butts in the clubs, move units in the record shop, you know, push sales. But you got to always remember that as an artist, and when you write something, you think about what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And know that you have to live it, and you have to say that on stage. If things go well, you know, over 1,000 times, and you got to get up there, and when you write something, you got to think about what you want to say, and if you're cool with standing up there and saying it for 20 years if it goes well. And I think it was some really good advice to just be in the moment, but also think about where you're from and where you're going, and just make sure what you're saying you're proud of.
That actually is some really good advice. You know, that I'm going to take some insight from that. Thank
totally.
You.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
So when we talked also, you know, a couple years ago, you know, I told you how, you know, Sleep Forever is, you know, one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
And we, you know, you talked about how you guys think, you know, it's one of your best songs. But totally. I have to ask you, what is your favorite song to perform live?
Performing live, I've always been a fan of our version of All Your Light. We get to do a bunch of
great
jams.
Song.
We turn it into like a 15-minute jam with a lot of times. Lately, we've been using, you know, Ghostface Killah lyrics, Pantera, the Beatles, and we kind of turn it into this jam. And we got a little stagnant with it. It did kind of get stuck on us for a while, but that is still just a song that really... in its entirety encapsulates our career as one song that touches on a lot of different genres and a lot of different things that we like, as far as just like the hip hop feel and like the psych drone and synth, and then going into kind of like some, you know, some Yes freak out prog, and then improvisation and borrowing things from other artists. It's kind of a, even though we got a little tired of playing it, we've put it to rest a little bit. I still think it encompasses our entire career and discography in one song, which I like about that. But every time, there's always a lot of times whatever's kind of the newest thing is what we're most excited about playing.
Definitely.
Often. But yeah, I always love that one, and we love doing covers, honestly, too.
Yeah.
It's stupid, but we're fans of music above anything else, and we love to show we're not afraid, and we love to show kind of where we came from, what we grew up listening to, and what inspires us, instead of trying to hide that and just think that we're completely original. You know, there's only 12 notes, and we all get ideas from somewhere. Everything's out there in the ether. Everything's been said, and just finding your own voice to say it with is hugely important.
Wow. I love that. I wish more bands and musicians and artists would be more open and do that more often.
I agree. One of my favorite things, you mentioned Post Malone earlier, one of my favorite kind of, they did like the whole at home live or like all these streaming shows. And yeah. I really, a lot of them were underwhelming to me when you take away a lot of the other collective consciousness vibes of being at a show. And one that absolutely stands out was him doing an entire Nirvana set list at his house. And that show, it was incredible. I'm a huge Nirvana fan, and they're pretty much Kurt Cobain. It's absolutely the reason I started playing music, or picked up a guitar. I played music before that, but started playing rock and roll and got inspired to make my own things. And it definitely wouldn't have happened without Nirvana. And seeing him just be so real and dedicate a set to that, I thought was just very cool, very humbling, and just once again show that that artists are just fans of music, and they're just keeping the wheel rolling. And hopefully that inspired some younger audience that may have not known Nirvana to go check them out. And just, I just think it was all in all a total pro move. So yeah, hats off to Posty for that move. That was pretty rad.
Yeah, it definitely was really cool. What's your favorite Nirvana song?
Ooh, I change my mind every
I know, there's so
day.
Many. It's really
but
hard.
Right now, I'd have to say Come As You Are. Come As You Are is just as a general theme. It's something that I'm just trying to find truth in and getting to know myself and living authentically. And so just those words, Come As You Are, just mean so much to me. Also, I learned very young, or I didn't learn this very young, but I trying to sing and play that song at the same time is unbelievably hard. And I am like, unless you're playing like Primus or something, it's like, if you can sing and play Come As You Are, if you're working, that's why I tell a lot of young people that are like kind of getting into guitar and singing. And they ask me like, oh, what kind of stuff should I learn? And I always tell them to improvise, to play with their feelings. And as far as learning technique, if you can sing and play Come As You Are at the same time, they're both rhythms and melodies are so simple and so complex when you put them together. Yeah. And it comes to this beautiful thing. And yeah, I always say if you can sing and play that, you can kind of do anything.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think for me personally right now, probably All Apologies. I feel like that's such an underrated song.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's amazing. I like, and then a lot of the weird stuff too. I've been listening to Territorial Pissings quite a bit.
Yeah.
But it's just that intro and the aggression and the come on people now, like it's just exactly. Unbelievable, man. It's great.
Yeah. So Feel It Still, the music video on YouTube is currently at 336 million views. That's
Holy
fucking
shit.
Insane, man.
That is.
and I was just looking at the like recent comment. It's so cool to see people like, you know, they'll write like, you know, if you're listening to this in 2023, you're a legend and things like that. Like it's so cool just to, you know, at least from a, you know, a fan, you know, point of view, you know, just to see like, you know, music never dies and great music, you know, lives on forever. And, you know, not only, you know, Feel It Still, you know, you guys have made so many great songs, but, you know, just the fact that Feel It Still, you know, resonates with people
connected.
To this day, you know, is a great accomplishment. And
absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'm very, very proud of that. And yeah, connecting is always, it's weird. You know, that's what a lot of people get hate for trying to, you know, or selling out or doing whatever, but art is made for connection. Yeah. And you do it to get connected. And there's just different levels of connection. There's the one-on-one and there's just the mainstream collectiveness, and everybody wants to write one of those songs that is more or less timeless. Yeah. And something that can be, that doesn't sound like a particular decade or a particular vibe. It's just everybody wants to make an evergreen. And yeah, it was probably the closest we've done to doing that. And it was funny because it was just such a natural progression, and it was the easiest song we've ever done. And it happened quicker than anything else, like in at least the last like 10, 12 years. Mm. And it was just hilarious that the easiest one, the one we thought about the least, just happened to work so well. It's a real good natural thing and kind of reminds us to, yeah, get the fuck out of your own way.
Right.
Just get out of your way.
Exactly. And I guess that leads me to my follow-up question, Zach. You know, it's been like 6 years since, you know, you guys released Woodstock. Do you guys feel just a little bit of pressure just, you know, to, you know, make, you know, really make sure, you know, I don't know if you guys been working on some music recently, you know, but.
Oh, yeah. We got an album done.
Oh, yeah. Great. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. We're good. We haven't. Yeah, it'll be we'll be sending out some news soon. We just put out a song. Yeah, we worked with we've been working with Jeff Basker for a couple years now.
Oh, wow.
But to what I assume you're getting at, yes, it was a lot of pressure to get something out, to get something out that was good. And it was with a song like Feel It Still on our last record. Yeah, we had a lot of pressure to write something good that would work. But also Feel It Still did so well, it almost took away a lot of pressure too. We're like, well, shit, the stars really aligned with that one. We can't really make that magic happen again. You know, that's capturing lightning. And so it just forced us to write better songs. And whatever happens with sales or, you know, radio spins or anything like that, or any kind of accolades from our peers, it's like, it doesn't really matter, because I'm very proud with the record that we're putting out, and I think it's our best one. And as long as we just always feel that when we put something out, that's the best we can do, man.
Yeah.
And we're all about just doing the best we can at any given moment.
Definitely. I can't wait to hear it. And I just seen on Instagram, so you guys are performing at the Hollywood Bowl on August 6th. You guys must be so excited.
Yeah, it'll be fun to get out there and do a real proper big show. And yeah, the Hollywood Bowl is just such a special place, and I'm really excited to kind of set up and have a party there.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Is there any other upcoming shows that you can announce, or is it pretty much just the Hollywood Bowl for right now?
Not totally. We've got there's strategies that I don't fully understand, but that we deal with it. So we put things out at certain times for certain reasons. Mm-hmm. But we will be doing some stuff around, not a ton. We're taking it easy. Like I said, we'll be putting out new music. We always like to kind of let that soak in and do things right. And we got really caught off guard with Feel It Still and with Woodstock, and we were not prepared for that. So we're doing a little more preparation and gonna not try to burn ourselves out like we have in the past. We're trying to be responsible dipshits. And it's a fine line. Yeah, it's a fine line. And we're constantly working on it. But yeah, we do have some very cool stuff coming out this year. And yeah, hope you like it.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I'm definitely will buy it. And when you come to Boston, or at least, you know, Massachusetts, I'm definitely going to be at the show. One last thing, you know, I seen that you guys follow Patrick Carney, and I actually have an upcoming interview with him, so I'm very excited about that. Yeah, yeah.
He is incredibly smart, incredibly funny. Tell him that we said hello.
Definitely.
And he is a really smart, very self-aware, and funny guy. Like, yeah. That dude is really hilarious. We spent we did a tour with the Black Keys. I mean, Black Keys have always been amazing.
Exactly.
I got to know him personally, and like got to just kind of pick his brain about a lot of stuff that one of our first conversations, we got super deep into just like, kind of outboard gear and synthesizers and stuff that just I didn't know that he knew much about, and nobody would know that I know much about. And it was just really fun. I learned a lot about him, and but his sense of humor is fantastic. That's always my favorite thing about people, is their ability to laugh with others, at others, with themselves, at themselves. And he's really got all that going.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Yeah, I'm very excited to interview him. Zach, thank you so much for taking the time out again out of your day to do this interview. I really appreciate it. And like I said, I'll definitely be seeing you guys this year at a show.
Awesome. Come on out, man. Let me know.
Best of success and happiness this year. And thank you again, Zach.
Likewise.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for listening or watching a brand new episode of On Air with JT. And of course, as you know, my name is Justin Thomas, but you can call me JT. And again, thank you so much for all of your support. I really, really do appreciate it. You can listen to this show exclusively on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and all of my links and platforms are there. You can also watch the full episodes and clips, behind the scenes, exclusive content at my YouTube channel. Just type in On Air with JT. Just head over to onairwithjt.com and everything is right there. And of course, if you are a business owner, a brand, a company, and you're interested in advertising on this podcast, my social media platforms, and my new podcasts that are launching this year, then send me an email. Of course, serious inquiries only. You can email me at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Enjoy the show. Yes, sir.
You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com. Caution, you are listening to On Air with JT, a fully uncensored, raw, and unfiltered show. JT doesn't give a fuck. You are listening to On Air with JT, pop culture, news, rants, interviews, serious discussions that the mainstream media won't talk about, and so much more. This is On Air with JT. You are listening to On Air with JT. If you are a business owner, brand, company, or anyone selling a product and you want to advertise on this podcast, email the show directly at onairwithjt@gmail.com. We are offering extremely low rates for a limited time. Once again, email the show at onairwithjt@gmail.com. Listen to On Air with JT on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. Go to onairwithjt.com.